Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Anyone in? Hello?
Chart-topping horror comedy returns for its final season.
Good Lord, she stuffed his eye sockets with his own bollocks.
My God.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
The Express called it darkly comic. The Daily Record called it a brutal and amusing retelling. The Mirror said it had squelchy sound effects. Stack are proud to present season 3 of Jackie the Ripper this Halloween.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Lots of love.
Jackie the Ripper.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Now I'd like to kindly welcome all our business class guests on BA Flight 374 to Austin Bergstrom International.
Oh, God, so Woody, I cannot wait.
No, that's snooker.
Oh, yeah, of course. What was it?
No, but closer. That's Top Gear.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. What is it, though? What is it?
It's fucking Fleetwood Mac.
Ah, of course. You can go your own way.
No, not that one, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there you go. Although, you know, they don't even use that anymore, I don't think.
Ah, Fleetwood Mac. The train.
It's not the train, it's the chain. Excuse me, madam. Could I please switch my seats? Excuse me? I'd like to switch my seats for the flight, please.
Wow! Oh my God, look at him go.
Who is it?
Oh, come on, mate.
I'm serious, which fella was it?
This is the US Grand Prix, Woody. Try and keep up.
I am. I'm asking you, who the fuck just went by in the wee car?
Well, I don't know.
Ah, great.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight
and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Wow. Woody, whew, look at that.
That's a wheel, pal.
I know, but look at the engineering on it. I mean, just look at the roundness of it.
Have you come out of fucking ancient Egypt or something? It's a fucking wheel, pal.
Right, okay, look, I didn't have to take you on this trip. You know, this is a work trip, courtesy of His Majesty's government.
A work trip? At the US Grand Prix. Fuck me.
I had a long list of people I could have taken.
Oh, aye, a long list.
A very, very long list, my friend.
Well, come on then. Who's on it?
Well, you.
Aye.
Then Jess.
Unlikely, but go on.
There was, Colin.
You'd never have invited Colin. I did, though. He landed an hour ago.
Oh. Great.
Well, come on then. Who else?
John Henry.
Ah, you're only saying that because you just saw him.
Yeah, he came, didn't he?
Hey, but not because you invited him. He's not shuffling about with us pointing at fucking wheels, is he?
I invited David Cameron. He was on the list.
Fucking hell.
Lionel Blair, I could have invited.
I don't think you could have, actually, pal.
Well, I did, mate.
Well, you didn't.
What makes you so sure?
Because he died last year.
What? Really?
Aye. I'm sorry to be the one that told you.
Oh. Oh, that's a shame. I messaged him happy birthday earlier in the year.
All right. Did he reply?
No.
Would have been a fucking great Halloween if he did.
Oh, look, there's James Corden.
Fuck me, look at the fucking state of it.
Who is he shouting at?
Probably a waiter.
Well, there's no waiters down here.
Aye, but that kid does kind of look like one, doesn't he? He can't help it though, Corden, you know? He just goes all sweaty and red as soon as he sees them. I'm the same with Celtic fans. I just want to fucking go at them, you know? It's a condition.
Right, thank you, Dr. Woodall.
On the whole Lionel Blair dying thing, I went to the doctor the other day, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I usually go and see Rachel, but she wouldn't agree to it for some fucking reason. Do you reckon she was serious about handing in her notice?
Nah, all sorted.
I had the full MOT, you know. Check me knobble, me bumhole, me ear holes, down my gob, up my nose, the lot.
Find anything good?
A couple of advisories, you know how it is. Take better care of that, look after this, don't drink that, don't smoke this, blah, blah, blah. But it's strange though, innit? You know, mortality.
Are you an elf?
No.
Then why have you just discovered the concept of death?
I'm just saying, I'm getting to that age, you know?
Yeah. We are, mate. We really are.
Fuck off! You're there! You've been there for fucking ages! I'm saying I've just turned up.
I'm healthy.
You're wealthy. You're not healthy.
Take that back. Not the wealthy bit, though.
I had the doctor check my ticker and all, you know. It's a bit scary.
Why?
I think that's always been my biggest worry, you know? I drink, I smoke, I basically have a barrel of black coffee a day. I work at fucking Ashwood City, for God's sake. I mean, I thought I was going to get a fucking ominous prognosis, you know? But heart's seemingly tickety-boo and not tickety-boom, so, yeah.
Good. Good, mate. Good, good. I'm pleased for you. You know, Ashwood can be stressful. I mean, just look at Eric.
I mean, he's been stressed since he was a fucking newborn baby. And this season ain't fucking helping any of us, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it might just be the toughest yet.
Pat, where do you think we, you know, we stand on...
Mac the Knife?
No, fucking shish. You could have spies everywhere. He's like the KGB, but competent. I mean, the points deduction.
God, I don't know. Mate, I feel a little bit sick every time it comes up, to be honest.
I know what you mean.
Hey, Woody, get a picture of me with this helmet on.
The red one, yeah?
The red one. It's Ferrari, mate.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Just put it on.
God.
Say cheese.
I can barely move my face.
Oh, just say fucking cheese.
I can't.
Oh, but you can I can't. Just fucking say cheese.
Just take the bloody picture.
Point in that. Could be anyone under there. Come on, there's more fucking wheels this way. Hey, they might have a fucking horse-drawn plough and a printing press if we're lucky, for fuck's sake. Paul, come on.
Woody, it's not coming off.
What? The helmet?
No, my nail polish. Yes, the fucking helmet.
All right, okay. Just calm down, all right? You're hyperventilating a wee bit. Just stop breathing so heavily. Stop breathing so heavily, pal.
Why? Will it make it worse? Will I lose oxygen?
No, it's just more embarrassing. People are starting to look.
Woody, please. This is literally one of my worst nightmares.
Sorry, one of your worst nightmares is getting a fucking Ferrari helmet stuck on your head at the US Grand Prix.
No, my worst nightmare is suffocating at a social event full of high net worth individuals. Please, Woody, please. I can't take it much longer.
Okay, just right. Okay, let me call Dr. Rachel.
Just, for God's sake, just get a doctor that's here.
I'm even more embarrassed and your breathing's getting quicker.
All right. Just... She's leaving. Okay, she's definitely leaving.
Whoa, she's actually leaving. What? You just said it got sorted.
She's going, mate.
Why?
Because of the redundancy threat last month. The Theo thing. She didn't take it all very well.
Jesus Christ.
Can we worry about this later, please?
All right. I've got an idea.
Oh, quick. I'm dying. My life is flashing before my eyes, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's see. There's my old school. There, my first day at Ashwood. And our last-minute equaliser against Arsenal to make it 4-4.
That was Tottenham.
Oh. Was it?
We never had Aaron Lennon, pal.
Oh. I thought we did. I must be getting delirious. Did we have El Hadj Diouf?
Unfortunately, hey.
Well, if I survived him, I can survive this.
Right, okay. Just bend over and put your helmet between my legs.
Oh, ha ha ha, very funny.
Pal, just do it.
It doesn't sound very consensual.
Do you want to die today or not?
No.
Then bend over, that's it. Right, okay, come on. Now, I'm going to hold the helmet and kick you over, all right? You'll go one way, the helmet will go the other. Okay, you ready?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Come on, you can do this, all right? One, two, three. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Oh, that's, Oh, well, that could have ended badly.
Judging by the whole room looking at us in the state of your crash landing site. It did end quite badly, pal.
Ah. Right. Yeah. Okay. I know what to do. I'm a salesman at heart, okay? Woody, I know how to handle a situation like this. Run.
All right, move it.
Run.
Out of the way.
Financial beasts have plagued our village. Come, family, we must flee, or they will take our very homes away from us. Come, we must flee.
A rider approaching from the north.
Ah, who goes there? State your business.
Fear not, my friends, for it is I, Credit Master. Behold, in my hand I hold the key to your financial world. Our credit cards offer a 34.9% APR with a range between £200 and £1,500. You are all guaranteed to be accepted.
Yes.
There's no hidden fees or nasty disguises. Now you can pay your bills in the cost of living crisis.
This is
the vehicle you need to save you from the strife. Spend it on yourself or maybe even treat the wife. With this card you'll go from famine all the way to feast. Use it with all your might to slay financial beasts. After joining us, you'll thank yourselves every single day. Now I have to go and spread the word, I'm on my merry way.
For now we all rejoice in pure jubilation, saving us from further financial woe. From sea to shining sea, all across the nation, how we'll ever thank you, we just don't know. Now the sun it glows, it shines forever. You have come and saved us from the wolf at the door. For now we're all achieving, seeing is believing, how we'll ever thank you, Credit Master.
Come, Lucius, there are more that need our help. For now you're all achieving, seeing is believing. There's no need to thank me, Credit Master.
4.9% APR variable is based on an extensive credit check. Failure to maintain credit card repayments may result in repossessions of personal belongings up to and including your home. Terms and conditions apply. See creditmaster.com for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Q
Excuse me. So move out the fucking way.
Pal, slow down.
Woody, just fucking trust me, right?
Why do we even need to be on the fucking grid walk?
Because, mate, this is the celeb spot at the Grand Prix. Look around you.
Oh, God. Right.
You notice anything?
A lot of Balenciaga and everybody looks like a Kardashian.
That's because half of them are Kardashians, I think. Most have done sex tapes anyway.
Oh, lovely. Always a nice thought, that.
And look there. Look.
What? Who?
That's Rihanna, isn't it?
Fucking ask me. I don't know.
Right. Just position yourself here and just chat naturally like we're meant to be here.
Oh, aye. Very fucking natural. I'm so natural, mate. This is so natural, isn't it? You know, we're only here because you work for the UK government and you had the taxpayer get you fucking tickets.
Got a missed call from them, actually.
Aye. Wrong number, I'd imagine. They meant to call 999.
Hi there.
Real pleasure.
How's it going?
Tom Cruise.
All right, Tom.
Woody, don't call him Tom. He's not a royal, pal. He's just a weird little Scientologist. There's loads of him here.
Just try and keep it professional, all right?
Yet another cunt convention. Fuck me. And get out of me fucking way.
Hey, Colin, that was Jeff Bezos. Damn.
That fucker gave my parcel to me neighbour and I still ain't fucking seen it.
Colin, leave it. He's not worth it, all right? Well, he's worth half a trillion quid, but he's not worth a punch in the face.
Let's go get a fucking drink.
Yeah, good. Go. Leave.
Ah, come on, pal. Don't be a Murray wanker. Lads weekend, isn't it? Lads.
Don't lads me. I am the senior... What's it called? Financial...
Fiscal
policy advisor.
Really? Still? With all that's gone on?
Yeah, don't think anyone's noticed, to be honest. Quite happy to keep it that way.
Hey, Colin, Rachel's leaving.
Yeah, no. She ended in her notice in Barcelona.
I know that, but she's actually leaving. She's actually going through with it.
Good. Fuck her. She nearly got me arrested for some fucking made-up crime.
Physical assault of Kyle Francis Clark.
Yeah, that one. Looks all right now, though, doesn't he? Sitting on Inter Milan's bench.
Look, she's calling me. Here we go. Seen it all before.
Who is? Dr. Rachel.
What? Why's she calling you?
Because, mate, she's having regrets. They always do. They end up sticking with Ashwood City because there ain't no better, bro.
Oh, no. Don't do that again.
You gonna answer it?
Nope. I will speak to her on my own time. That's how you keep them panicking, get them sweating, you feel?
Enough of that. Right now.
Yeah, I better get off this grid walk. The celebrity culture is very infectious.
So is he winning? That one?
Absolutely no idea.
She's calling you again.
Well, she can wait.
Speaking of people fucking off to pastures covered in shite, Theo's leaving you. You cunt's going.
Colin, this is the US, alright? The word cunt is really frowned upon, so just, you know, keep it down.
The word cunt is part of my national identity.
Aye, and mine.
Yeah, and mine, but just tone it down. Yet respect other cultures. They don't turn up at Heathrow with their guns and nefarious health insurance policies, do they? Tit for tat.
Don't say tit. Colin's a Catholic, it offends him.
Who's going to this fucking party? Because I'm not going if no one else is.
Yeah, I'll go. When is it?
Just before the World Cup, I think.
Suppose I would be watching Theo finally fuck off. Very tempting, isn't it? All right, I'll go.
Fuck it, I'll go then.
Do I need to get him a present, you know, as chief exec?
Just do it as a present from the club.
Oh, what? So you can get credit too? Fuck me.
Oh, it wouldn't be anything decent, would it? Just something from the club shop.
Ah, you are just true class, you, aren't you, pal? Oh, this is so fucking boring. When are one of these fuckers gonna crash, for fuck's sake?
Hey, oh, calm
so
down.
Boring.
Yeah, don't put too much stress on your ticker.
Oi, I shared my health concerns with you in confidence, twat.
Are you gonna have a heart attack?
No, I was just telling this twat that I was a wee bit worried, you know? Stress levels and all that.
Yeah, you are a stressful cunt.
Colin!
Oh, what, and you're fucking Buddha?
I don't get angry, pal. I get vengeful. There's a difference.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow, look at him go.
Who was it?
No idea.
Did it crash?
No.
Then I don't give a fuck.
Woody, these cars are very dangerous.
They got helmets.
Well, from what I've seen, the helmets are pretty fucking dangerous and all, eh, Patrick?
Oh, shut up.
She's calling you again.
Yeah, maybe I'll answer. Maybe I won't. Tariff charges will probably get me anyway, being out here.
Just answer the phone, pal.
No, why should I? You know, she's leaving, apparently.
Hey, and it's behaviour like this that makes people fucking leave.
Please, come off it. I've had a near-death experience today, and do you know what? Life is too bloody short, mate. Too short to converse and spend my valuable time dealing with people who wish me ill, right?
A near-death experience. That's what we're calling the whole helmet fiasco, are we?
Yes, we bloody are.
Fuck me.
Good Lord.
Do you want me to answer it?
No, I do not want you to answer it. There's very few things I actually want you to do, Colin, outside of signing players.
What are the other things?
Well, stop saying cunt in public places for a start.
God damn it, what the hell?
Yeah.
I got my kids.
Sorry, no,
I'm answering it. Give her a piece of me fucking mind.
Let me fucking speak to her, she hates me the most.
I will bloody speak to her, fine. Rachel, hi, look.
Patrick, you need to get back here. Eric's had a heart attack.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.